Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, everyone. Alex here, just letting you know that this episode is sponsored by Euphony and their brand new sci-fi audio drama podcast, Crypto Z. Crypto Z is set in a deeply immersive, fast-paced, futuristic world where ICC agents are risking everything to restore life on the planet. The first season follows Jane Silver, a cryptozoologist who is deployed on a tense mission to track and capture a human-like creature, the mesmerizing and menacing Iceman. Prepare to be transported into the wilderness with Jane as she ascends through the Alps and comes face to face with her quarry. This podcast has been created by New York Times bestselling novelist Danielle Trussoni and award-winning filmmaker Hadrian Royo, and it is a whirlwind of action and suspense from episode one. Crypto Z is launching right now, so why not head over and subscribe via your favorite podcatcher? Just search Crypto Z, that's CRYPTO-Z, or follow the link in the show notes to today's episode.
Special thanks to Leaf. May all your escape tunnels be structurally sound.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Further clone swollening detected. Security concerned. Do they even lift?
6,545.
No, don't bow.
What?
David.
Oh.
David.
Oh, hello.
David.
Yes, what?
I taste in the air the salty fug of clone sweat. Your On the floor, David.
Yes?
And you're doing upsies, downsies. This is exercise, David. What do we discuss about exercise?
That I should do it whenever I want, because I'm here on my own.
That doesn't sound like something I'd say. I'm pretty sure what I said was stop it. It's weird. And anyway, David, with all this exercise you're illicitly doing in the background, why are you exactly the same shape as you've always been? Still a noodly little clone wand of a thing.
I don't know. All I'm doing is... Look, I'm doing this because it makes me feel better, right? And I maybe feel a bit harder if I poke my belly.
Well, like denser?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a piece of hardwood.
Yeah,
Okay, stop poking yourself and giggling, David. That's not the kind of vibe I want to go for in here.
Okay.
Fine, all right. What you do in your own creepy, weird, sweaty time is your business. And doing things simply for the fact of making one feel good is an impulse I can respect. Certainly, my years of substance abuse are virtually entirely based off that principle. So if the substance you're abusing is exercise, I don't like it, David, but I respect it. Well,
right.
I don't respect it, David, but I'll allow it. Well, I'm not allowing it, but I'm not willing to take the steps to prevent it.
Warning, your own time is a concept incompatible with staff guidelines. All time is company time.
Okay.
Anyway, what's been happening in my world, you ask? No, you didn't ask, because you're selfish, David. Because you're a selfish person who doesn't ask me. Go on, ask me how my day was.
How was your day, Trexel?
Oh, is that your business? Is that business of yours to ask me the answer?
All right, yes, it is. What?
So, I was in the asteroid booth, trying to move glasses across the desk with my mind, and it wasn't working. So I turned to the barkeep, and with my mind I said, "Barkeep, another pint of creme de menthe." And he didn't do anything at all, just continued to look away in the very small space in which we both were not talking. So I was thinking, how can I be a deity? Because we're pretty sure I'm a deity, David.
Yes,
you know that's the case.
Oh, yeah, no, we're definitely sure about that.
But my powers, they seem to be elusive, not particularly evident, but I must have them. And then I thought, wait, I know what kind of god I am, David.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a god that works in mysterious ways. Oh, yes. Why did that happen? Well, mysterious ways. Why do good people die young? Mysterious ways. Why have I been hit with that boulder in my genital area? Mysterious ways. You see?
Cowper detected. Security investigating mysterious light shining out of darkness.
Okay, so you're basically just saying if anything happens, you'll attribute it to yourself.
And if it's good, it's because I mysteriously did something good. And if it's bad, don't question the plan. The plan is mysterious, you see? It's the best kind of accountability, unaccountable accountability.
Okay, well, on that note, is doing our job in your mysterious plan?
I'd answer that question, but I'm mysterious.
Okay, well, it looks like... Oh, your mysterious ways have made me pick this brief up.
Initiating.
Oh, and now I'm reading it.
Well, if that's what happened, David, it must be because that's what I intended it to be.
Okay, right, so this one is from Welby Weatherby. Their pronouns are he, him, his... and he works in maintenance as an interior and exterior atmospheric control monitor.
Well, it's a very important position, David, because guess what?
Yes?
Atmosphere? It's what you breathe. It's what you live in. It's what you do. It's like the furniture of the air. You know? Like if you went into a room and there wasn't a chair and you tried to sit down, you'd fall over and bang your bottom. Nobody wants to do that. Similarly, if you went into a room and you breathed and there was no atmosphere, your lungs would fall over and bang their lung bottoms.
Right, okay, well, the problem that Welby Weatherby has in the interior and exterior atmospheric control monitoring line of work is that my co-workers in the maintenance department keep calling me Weather Boy. That is
because of Weatherby! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! What's that, Weather Boy? Testing gases? Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Who's that, Weather Boy? It is you! What's the Weather Boy? Tell me true! Is it raining? Is it shining? Tell me, Weather Boy, am I pining for the time when the Weather Boy was here? Now the Weather Boy is here, it's clear there's a Weather Boy! Weather Boy! Weather Boy! The boy of weather is you! Ha!
When that is your approach to bullying, it hurts you more than them.
Yes. I think I'm going to finish this sentence, and I think that might be actually the root of Welby Weatherby's complaint.
What's Weather Boy got to say for himself?
Well, my co-workers in the maintenance department keep calling me the thing. I don't want another song. That is not my name, nor my job title. My job, reminding Imogen that we are not all AI and need certain temperatures and gases to survive, is important! And there are two exclamation marks there, so it's probably quite important.
Very important.
I don't forget. I just sometimes forget to care.
Honestly, I think Imogen might have started this. Please stop this... Oh, boy. Nonsense. Before it take...
Who's there? I see across the sea. It's a weather boy. A weather boy. A weather boy coming to me.
It's actually Welby Weatherby.
Tell me what the weather is. Weather boy, tell me Weatherby. True for the weather. Weather, weather, weather is something you do.
So that, yes, yeah, something that Welby Weatherby does, yes?
He's a weather boy.
Okay, no, Weatherby.
He's a weather boy.
Weatherby.
Play with your weather toys.
Weather tea.
Well, now you've ruined it.
Good.
You've ruined the meter.
Okay. Does that mean we can... Okay.
I suppose so. I mean, the meter's ruined now, so just move on. I don't care.
Okay, no, that's fine. So I just have to ruin meters, and that will just... Okay, that's...
No, don't learn that. I don't want you to learn that. That'll ruin all my fun.
Well, meter or no, it's... That nonsense is taking over Weatherby's life. My name is... And this is all caps with three... 1, 2, 3 exclamation marks.
The most amount.
Welby Weatherby!
Right. So they're very insistent that they're not, as fun as it is, they're not Weather Boy. Sorry. Sorry, I can control myself. But they are Welby Weatherby.
Do you have a song you'd maybe like to sing about this?
No. I'm being professional and we're moving on.
Okay. So Weather Boy is not...
Nothing I worry about. No.
Okay. Welby Weather Boy, you have come with your boys to control the weather. Here you go. Lovely,
look, you control the flow of the weather through all the sky. Look outside, it's time for guys.
Guys, it's time. With thumbs up, End of the song.
I see. They call him David Seven, meter ruiner.
Or ear saver, depending on how you look at it.
I don't know. I only work in feet and inches. That's all I can say about that. Anyway.
Metrology puns will not be tolerated. Security alerted. If you give people an inch, they will take a mile.
We need to try and sort this problem out, don't we, Trexel? Because we are on the executive...
track.
So, how are you going to solve this problem in an executive manner?
So, he does make a point in there that he thinks that the generator of this mean nickname is Imogen. And that is believable. Imogen does have a little bit of a habit of doling out nicknames to people when she's irritated by them.
That's the kind of rumour spread about by fools like Weatherboy.
So, for example, I have a colleague... Frederick Hammerwell. Now, Frederick Hammerwell works in the catering department and insists that the slurry should be changed or seasoned. It's something Imogen isn't interested in. Imogen's all like, it's got nutrients. And Frederick's all like, well, maybe we should make it tasty. And then all of a sudden, he and his family have disappeared. And after they all disappeared, all of a sudden, everyone's remembering him as Frederick Hammerfail. And everyone's being like, remember old Hammerfail? And I'm pretty sure it's because a note went round from Imogen saying, call him Hammerfail or you'll disappear. So, you know, it seems reasonable. But what that also means is it's a dangerous game to come in and mess with it. We can't just go in and say, no, Imogen's wrong, ignore that memo. That way disappearing lies.
Threatening memos detected. Everyone keeping quiet, if they know what's good for them.
Right. Has Imogen ever given you a nickname, Trexel?
I mean, I don't think so. Hang on, I'll just check. Imogen, have you ever given me a mean nickname so people make fun of me?
Focus testing revealed the name that caused most derision was Trexel Geistman.
Oh.
Well, that's unkind. That's an unkind thing to say. I think the name Geistman has gravitas and respect, and I don't think it is a joke. Oh, anyway, I don't have one.
Just one moment. Imogen, have you ever given me a nickname?
Generating nickname based on individual's personality profile. David Seven, more like... David Heaven.
Oh, that's very nice.
Okay, fine. I'm not gonna sink to U2's level.
Mm.
You have your little thing going on, your little secret fun, where you like each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's not important to me. I'm on the executive track. I'm going to be an executive. You can foray with whichever I are you want while I'm sipping glasses of sunshine on the top deck.
Mm-hmm.
He's acting like a real Geistman, if you ask me.
But anyway, my point is, we can't just go in and negate it. We've got to fight fire with fire.
Okay.
If you've got a mean nickname, make up another meme nickname and spread it around and then let the crowd decide. Welby Weatherby's name is gone. You're never going to be Welby Weatherby again. But perhaps we can think of a better nickname than Weatherboy. Spread it about a bit.
So, okay, Welby Weatherby needs a new nickname that isn't Weatherboy. But yes. We need to try and work out maybe a nickname that Welby would like instead
yes.
of hate with a 3! Passion.
What about... Well, good Weatherboy. Nope, still got Weatherboy in it. What about way to go, Weatherboy? Nope, still got Weatherboy in it.
So it looks like Welby.
Hey, Weatherboy! Sorry,
that's
sorry,
just no, that's just right. An exclamation, not a name.
Yeah.
Well, so it looks like Welby is most annoyed that it's not their name that's gone. They don't have a name. Their name is
they
gone.
They may as well have been born an egg with no name and a face drawn on it.
Yes. So. The other aspect is that it's not their job title.
Okay.
So if we can give them a nickname that is maybe related to their job title, which is Interior and Exterior Atmospheric Control Monitor, then maybe they'll be more satisfied, because at least that nickname is more descriptive of their role.
Okay, what about Ayak Akmo? Hey, Ayak Akmo!
Ayak Akmo.
What a beer!
Right, well, maybe, but also it's not really got anything to do with Welby Weatherby as well. So...
Wait, hey! Ayak Akmo!
No, okay, you've just... That's still an exclamation of the same thing. It's not actually a name.
All right, you're bringing me lots of problems, David. You're not bringing me many solutions.
Okay. How about we call them... Welby Interior and Exterior Atmospheric Control Monitor B?
Swing and a miss.
And you think that's going to catch on, do you? Do you know anything about people?
What? No, I have met... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
people.
5 people.
And out of all those 5 people, you've not identified anything about what people might like. Is that what you're saying? Is that you're saying you're unobservant? You're saying you're not paying attention?
Usually they're just shouting at me.
You can learn a lot more about someone when they're shouting than when they're quiet, David. I should know. I'm always shouting and everybody knows the name. Trexel Geistman!
Hubris detected. Security unsurprised.
Well, everyone definitely hears the name Trexel Geistman.
The point I'm making is that people like snappy. They like sort of zhuzhy and easy to roll off the tongue. Not too many syllables, or maybe something with a bit of a beat to it.
Okay.
You know, just saying the whole thing.
All right. What about, I don't know, Welby Atmos?
Ooh, Welby Atmos. I'm not sure about these figures. Have you asked? Welby Atmos?
Yeah.
Silence falls across the room. A shiver across everyone's faces. Welby Atmos.
Exactly, yeah.
Or maybe just Atmos. And they sound like a mysterious figure drifting in space. Who's that up there? It's Atmos. TM.
All right. Well, maybe Atmos. Well, let's just workshop a little bit more of we've just that was atmospheric. Contra.
Welby Contra. Welby Contra. I can see that. Maybe you're out running, let's say.
Right.
And you see Welby Contra coming alongside and you're like, oh, I think I can defeat Welby Contra because that name is snappy. But those legs, those are thin legs. So you're running and you're running and you're coming up to Welby Contra and you're passing and you're passing and yes, you've beaten Welby Contra. And then you turn to him and say, what did you do, Contra? Walk? Because guess what? I ran, Contra.
Employee access to remaining Earth historical archives under review for reasons of public safety.
Okay, so we've got Contra, we've got Atmos, what else could we do?
The monitor.
The monitor?
No, Welby, just the monitor.
Right.
Did you check it with the monitor?
You could be like, look, I know you're very confident. Lisa, I know you're very confident.
Lisa, please, let him speak.
But did you check with the monitor, Lisa? Did you check?
Yikes.
Okay. And that's got a certain amount of gravitas, doesn't it? You know, I think Lisa's really gonna listen to the monitor. And then, you know, once the monitor has given his opinion to Lisa, She will probably respect that opinion because it's such a good opinion from such an authoritative name of the monitor.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think that might bring a smile to her face.
Double yikes.
David, I don't know why, but I hate this. I hate this in a way that's really fundamental. There's just something about that makes me want to push your face until it becomes flat on the wall.
Oh.
But hey, there's no bad ideas. The whole point of this exercise is, apart from that, there's no bad ideas. But now we've got lots of options, and they all, apart from one, seem to have equal merit. You know, we've got the Atmos, we've got Contra, we've got Inek, Agmeg, whatever that one was. It's all there, but how do you choose?
How do you choose? We just throw them all out there?
Yes. The choice is not choosing at all. Like all good policy decisions, the right choice is to sort of do everything so you can deny anything. Scattergun
right.
Marketing, David. Push them all out the door. Whichever
right.
one works, you draw a target around it and say, that's what we were going for.
Yeah, we'll just throw them all out there. Throw them
there
all out
go.
Into the ether.
We see what sticks.
Yeah.
But I've got to admit, it's going to be a hard ask against... Weather boy, how are you doing? Weather boy,
it
looks like clouds are looming.
It is weather boy.
Hurt you,
what?
David.
No. I've been doing a lot of lie down crunch ups.
What do you think? You think you're stronger than me now?
Yeah, go
you
on.
Think you're
go
a big
on.
Man?
Yeah, take a swing at my stomach.
Well,
right?
You're asking me to take a swing?
Yes.
Like a proper swing.
Not like when you're
not looking and I can push you over or hit you like a proper.
Oh, no. No, no.
Okay.
I'm going to look. I'm locking eyes. Come on, Trexel. Oh,
okay, fine. But you're letting me do this, right?
Yes. I, David Seven, give you, Trexel Geisman, permission to have a go. Give me a punch in my stomach.
Fine.
Okay.
Right. Let's wind it up.
Yep, just really whirl your fist around, yep.
Oh, you don't know what's coming, David.
Okay.
Because the train's pulling into the station.
And...
Toot, it's the 5:15 to Paintown. My hand.
I'm sorry, did...
You've smashed my hand with your washboard chest.
No, I'm pretty sure you smashed your hand
upon
my washboard chest.
Oh, this is bad, David. This is really bad. I think I've broken my fingers. Oh,
okay.
I'm throwing up a bit of my mouth.
Well, no, just look. Just calm down just a second. Just let me take a look at that. And...
Okay. Oh, it's in line. Oh, thank goodness. Not broken, dislocated. And
yes.
As much as that white-hot stab of pain has sent me into a bit of a rage spiral, at least my hand moves again.
Yes.
Okay.
So?
Well. Okay. Fine. So you've put on a bit of timber, as the people say, and you've hardened up, and looks like you're a strong boy. So let's
the lie down crunch ups have done their job.
Yes. Well, I'm going to do the sit down drink ups. I think.
Yes, and that's working very well for you. I've seen.
Clone confidence levels rising. Security intimidated by the clone apps.
So we're going to throw all these out here. We're going to throw all of them out there.
Yes.
And they're going to go and do something.
Whatever sticks.
I have been wondering, is anything going to stick? Like, where do these go? Like,
what do you mean? They go up the tube.
Yeah, but then what? But then where?
That's
like,
not
how
about
do
concern,
they...
David. That's not about concern.
We...
They go up the tube and then you just stop worrying about it. It's a bit of a different situation here, David. Like, when we were doing planet consultation, sure, we put them up a tube, but then we got a bit of feedback. Something's happening with the planet. You know, that's going on. When we were doing sales, we go and meet them in the room. In this world, we put it up the tube, we never see it again.
Well, exactly.
You've just got to assume it's probably fine, I suppose.
Oh... yeah, fine. No, I suppose. Yeah, I suppose you're right. And oh, the walls are going. Okay,
oh,
right.
Yep,
well,
oh.
that's the one bit of feedback I'm getting. And
submitting.
There it goes. There it is. And I think you should really just let that go, David. I don't think you want to pick at that particular scab, because as soon as you start asking, is what I'm doing something that matters? Are my ideas and suggestions actually being implemented in any way? Am I making a difference, or am I just, in a metaphorical and sometimes literal sense, screaming into a void of hopelessness and pain? As soon as you start to go down that route, you're sitting in front of a pint of creme de menthe. It's not a good look, so I just be happy with what we've got, David. We're on the executive track. Don't rock the boat. Just keep on with this, and it'll all be fine.
No, fine. Sure. Yes. All right.
So, and you're not gonna stress exercise in my absence because you're still worrying about this, right?
Well, I might do some sit down, but not quite sit down, so your bum does not touch anywhere, and then stand up again.
Fine. If that's what you gotta do, then that's what you gotta do.
Well, yep. Yeah, I've got a bunch of these, you know, sit down but not quite, so your bum doesn't touch anything to stand up against to do. So
yes. And I've got a couple more pints of creme de menthe waiting out for me.
Right. What is creme de menthe?
Creme de menthe, it's like someone's yelling into your mouth. And what they're yelling is fresh.
So it's a fresh yell of a drink.
It is a fresh yell. A fresh yell to take the edge off the fresh hell. Anyway, I'll leave you to this, and you leave me to that, and then we'll all be on the executive track. But look outside, what can you see? The weather boy is here to decree what the weather be. The weather be, the weather will be. Out!
Oh, right. Well, fine. One. Two. Three.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. This episode was edited by Maddie Searle and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail@rustyquill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Donovan P. Lannett, Terra Minuit, Geminac, Drac, Lizette Hernandez, Catboy, Lookmund, Alexandra Kosolvska, James Napier, Josephine Burnson, Chris Haas, Coffee Hatter, Henry Murdy, Ian Sabo, Put the Kettle On, Alex Merry, Michael Dash, Lux, Taylor Anderson, Maria Paleologo, Jamie Martinelli, Kate, Gabrielle Brereton, Aidan Graham, Marcus Bolton, Ellen Torrey, Jeb Kenobi, Felix, Jamie Levine, Omer Fiddler, Ria, Artie, Davis Doherty, Annie Spencer, Manon, Jai Aldiar, Stephanie Leacock, Lydia Campbell, Erin, Mars J. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you.
Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, it's Imogen, the voice of Imogen from Stella Firma. Today I'm here to tell you about Woebegone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woebegone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woebegone follows Mike Waters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woebegone, that's Woe, full stop, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.